Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
As much as my husband thinks that I just walk around and I'm in my own little world, I am very observant about what's going on around me. And I feel like in this day and age, you have to be. But sometimes my attention is focused on things that probably aren't that important.
Okay, where are you going with this?
So the other day, I was walking out of the office and there was a woman walking ahead of me. And I was like, oh, look at her shoes. And our coworker was like, what? And I was like, look at her shoes. She doesn't walk evenly. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, that's just one of the strange things I notice about other people is if the backs of their shoes are worn evenly. Have you ever noticed that?
I don't even know what you're talking about. When you said shoes, I thought you were going to say something. Oh, she's wearing Steve Madden's or something.
No. Oh, no. I'll notice your shoes, too. But from the back, if you look at people's shoes, you can tell, like, if they're worn evenly or if they, like, are worn to one side.
Are you kidding me?
This is one of those strange things that I will notice.
I don't even know that about my own shoes.
You know what's funny? Before we started talking, I looked at my shoes because I was like, I don't know about my shoes. I just look at everybody else's.
Wait, have you noticed mine?
And I don't know if I've walked behind you that often, but looking at mine right now, yeah, see, mine are worn on the right side a little more than they are on the left side.
You're a complete weirdo.
I know.
You're a complete freak.
We already know that.
But, like, I still don't quite understand. Does it show, like, markings or something?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to move the microphone. Oh, my headphones aren't long enough. So look at the back of my shoes. Can you see the back of my shoes?
Let me try and work this out.
I'm, like, bending over so you can see my shoes. Do you see how they're not worn evenly?
I guess okay. Come on, Kelly. Really?
I have little quirks about me, okay? And this is one of those.
Part of me thinks you're like a genius, though, because I'm trying to work this out and I still can't work it out. Yet you do it on the fly when you notice someone just walking by.
If they're in front of you and you're walking, you got nothing else to look at.
All right, this is fascinating. Now I'm thinking about it. The one weird thing I notice about people, if we're talking about that, is the way they handle their knife and fork when they're eating.
Okay.
I'm like, do they have their fork in their right hand, their left hand? No, they're eating their pasta like this. No, they're wrong. They shouldn't cut their steak like that. Like, I go into a full deep dive of them using their utensils.
The utensil etiquette is what you notice.
And I do it right.
That's
fork
because
in the right hand, knife in the left.
You're staring at their food. I'm surprised you use utensils, guy. I've seen you eat.
She's not wrong.
All right, let's hear about the quirky thing you do. What is the strange thing that you notice about other people?
Okay, let's see if you can beat Kelly's weird story. 888-431-3764. Give us a call or send us a text. While Nate Smith is playing, Kelly's trying to, you know, tell me in the simplest possible terms what she's actually talking about that she notices about other people. Something to do with their shoes not aligned.
I'm a weirdo. I will notice if you're walking ahead of me, if your shoes are worn evenly, because people tend to wear them more on one side than the other. And I'm not the only one. Did you see the text messages that came in? 909, Kelly, I'm with you. I look at people to see if they're walking crooked, like if their ankles are not properly aligned and if they need supportive shoes.
It's like you're some savant that notices the most intricate thing. I don't get it. 951 here. I'm so weird. I see if people excessively blink. So you stare at their eyes and see how many times they blink.
Okay, yeah, that is weird. That's I think that's creepier than my shoe thing.
The problem with that is if you stare at them, you look like the weirdo.
Yes, 100%. 951 says, I also look at the way people stand and walk and if they wear out their shoes. A lot of people don't realize that their posture is so bad.
Yeah, I don't not realize. I just don't care enough.
909, I always look to see where women set their purses because I was taught that it's bad luck to put it on the ground. My mother-in-law told me that, so I try to be conscious about where I'm putting my purse, and I try not to put it on the ground because the ground's just disgusting, too.
Yeah, especially if it's a designer bag. You don't want that on the ground, do you?
No, and after being in Vegas, where there's some of the best people watching, 951 says, I love to people watch. I always notice if people walk with their heads up or if they're looking down at the ground.
I've never noticed any of that, to be honest. I just go about my own business. I only know if someone's doing something like crazy. That's good people watching. You look for just stuff you really, really can't miss.
You're what my husband thinks I am, not paying attention to anything.
That's true.
I'm paying attention just to all the wrong things.
You're paying too much attention.
Nothing that's actually going to, you know, be of any good to me.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.